CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He also puts up pictures of green, ghosty, goblin-looking characters on his site. Bob, what is this? Looks like it's left over from Ghostbusters.
Well, according to the astronomers, this image I posted on Behind the Black is actually an orc. That's the name they picked for, but that's an acronym. It stands for Odd Radio Circle. It's a newly discovered object, only discovered about 2 years ago. And secondly, these odd radio circles or orcs are also a new phenomenon. They've never identified them before. It has to do with the improvements in radio astronomy, the increased resolution, the ability to actually see objects in more sharply with radio astronomy. And so a telescope in South Africa, a radio telescope called Meerkat, has produced now a much sharper image of this newly discovered object. And it looks kind of like a planetary nebula that astronomers have been studying since the 1800s. The problem is that planetary nebulas tend to be about the size of solar systems. This object is the size, many times the size of galaxies, a million light years across, making it about 16 times larger than the Milky Way. So it's not a planetary nebula, though it looks kind of like it. And scientists have no idea what it is. They don't know what caused this pattern of radio emissions across a gigantic span of a million light years. It's very cool, though. It does tell us something about the uncertainty of science, and it also tells us something about the improvement in radio astronomy, John, because they wouldn't have been able to do this kind of image 5, even 10 years ago.
I've stared at it long enough that I think I can make out the features of John Belushi. I think that's what it is. The ectoplasm green ghost at a distance from planet Earth, smiling at us. So we go now from outside the solar system to the solar system itself, Enceladus and Europa, first Enceladus. It's tiger stripes, Bob. Everybody knows that Enceladus is easy to remember because it's the one that looks like a cat. What else is it?
Well, these tiger stripes are fissures that exist, I think, on the southern polar region of Enceladus. Enceladus is a moon of Saturn. And Cassini had detected plumes coming out of those tiger stripes, which he confirmed was water. And so that suggested that Enceladus had an underground ocean. Well, a bunch of scientists developed a physics-based computer model to map the conditions that would allow the cracks from the surface of the moon to reach an underground ocean and then cause those geysers. And they've come up with a model that seems to work. This model doesn't work, by the way, for Europa. We'll get to that in a minute. But their paper says they've come up with an explanation that would link the eruptions of water on the surface of the stripes to those fissures to an underground ocean on Enceladus. This is just further data points to suggest that there is an ocean underground on this, a liquid ocean.
Which is why we want to go there, because oceans and energy and nutrients are three vital ingredients for biology as we know it. Let's go to Europa. First of all, the Europa Clippers, it's still on schedule.
As far as we know, it's still on schedule for a launch in 24 on a Falcon Heavy by SpaceX. However, NASA this week had a public meeting in which officials admitted several things about their upcoming planetary missions, and Europa was one of them. They admitted that the cost of that mission is going to go up. Instead of going to cost $4.25 billion, it's now going to cost $5 billion. This is par for the course for any NASA project. Inflation, you got to keep those dollars running into the constituents, the congressional districts, and so they don't do anything on budget at NASA, and so it's going to cost more. But it does appear that it's going well. The other announcement having to do with future planetary missions has to do with the European American partnership to send a mission to Mars to pick up the core samples that Perseverance is gathering on the Mars surface. and bring them back to Earth. That sample and return mission was originally set to launch in 26 and to bring the samples back sometime in the early 30s. NASA has now announced that the mission is growing in complexity. They originally thought they'd be able to put one lander on the surface, which include both a rover to go fetch the samples and an ascent rocket built by Lockheed Martin to bring the samples into Mars orbit. It now looks like they're going to have two landers, one to bring the rover down to grab the samples, and another one to bring the rocket that would bring the samples back into orbit. This mission is getting increasingly more complicated. That delays the launch by 2 years to 28. I make a prediction that this launch of this sample mission is not going to happen in 28. It's probably going to last years after that, and its cost will rise by quite a bit before it finally happens. It's extremely complicated and doesn't look to me like a very simple operation.
It's complicated because it's Mars, or it's complicated because of NASA?
Because and management. It's not just NASA. You're talking about two different space agencies, Europe, ESA, and NASA. You're talking about multiple companies building all the different components. There's no one main contractor. It's extremely complicated. It's guaranteed to cost much more. I also predict that it's very possible that SpaceX's Starship, remember, going in 29, is going to been there and gone with samples back to Earth before this mission even gets off the ground, John. That's my prediction.
Well, let's put these things together. Musk says 29. They say launch 28, maybe into 30. So these are competing to the surface of Mars, but Musk wants to use manned.
But John, he's not going to do the manned mission to Mars until he does a few unmanned missions.
Well,
Why
not give him the sample assignment if he can reach it before 29? Just give it to him.
This is the politics of the bureaucracies, John. Their money has to go to other contractors.
All right, final deal. China's Zhurong Mars rover is moving.
It's continued to move, but the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter team took a picture from orbit that shows its entire movement track. I posted that on Behind the Black. You can see where it's been, what it's been doing, and you can see where it's going. I have a map showing its future targets. They have not told us much about what it has learned since the first 60 days. So I think the Chinese are writing papers, and they're not going to publish anything till then.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Musk says, manned mission Mars 2029. I like the number 2029. I like it a lot. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.